We thank the Lord for gathering us here this morning.
我们感谢神早上能够再一次来召聚我们。
And this morning we want to meditate on this thought, the faithful stewards of grace.
那早上我们要来思想的是这样一个主题，神百般恩赐的忠心管家。
And so if you open your scriptures, we'll look first at Luke chapter 12.
那请大家能够把圣经先打开到路加福音第十二章。
And we will read verses 40 to 44.
我们要来先读第四十到四十四节。
Luke 12, verse 40 to 44.
路加福音十二章四十到四十四节。
Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people?
你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。彼得说：“主啊，这比喻是为我们说的呢，还是为众人呢？”
Verses 42. And the Lord said, "Who then is a faithful and wise steward, whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has."
四十二节，主说：“谁是那忠心有见识的管家？主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。”
So keep your thumb on that page in the Bible, and we will now turn to John chapter 21. We'll read verse 15.
那请大家把这个拇指放在刚才读到的那里，然后我们现在要来到的是约翰福音二十一章十五节。
This one is a familiar passage, and this is after the resurrection of Jesus.
那这一节是大家非常熟悉的，这是主耶稣升天，主耶稣复活之后的一节。
And so when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs."
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
And the final passage will come from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 to 11.
那我们最后要读到的这一段来自于彼得前书第四章七到十一节。
So in here are Apostle Peter, who's now older, wiser, and a steward of the manifold grace of God. This is what he wrote to the believers.
那在这里彼得我们看到的是一个更年长的彼得，他在这里更有智慧，他也是神百般恩赐的一个好管家。那他在这里是向着圣徒们所写的一段话。
He said, "But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling."
第七节开始，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪，你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
So this is where we will put our other bookmark.
那我们在这里要放一下我们另外一个书签。
Let's look to the Lord in prayer.
那我们在祷告当中来仰望神。
Lord, we are thankful for this time that we have.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样的时间。
We are thankful even this morning for this reminder to behold you.
我们感谢你早上来提醒我们，让我们能够来仰望你。
And our prayer is this morning, even in the ministry of your word, that we will behold you.
我们祷告的就是在下面信息的时间，也求你让我们能够来仰望你。
Because you have that word of eternal life.
因为在你的话语里有那永生之道。
You're the only word, the one who can speak life eternal to each of our hearts.
因为唯有你能把那永远的生命说进我们每一个人的心里面。
So we look to you at this time. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth.
所以主，我们在这个时间要来仰望你，主啊，求你说，主，你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So in recent times, we have been considering this matter of the return of our Lord Jesus.
那最近我们一直在思想主耶稣的再来这件事情。
And so we want to continue sharing and meditating together on this thought.
那我们下面就是要能够来继续在这个主题上来分享。
And so Peter, he wrote First Peter around 64 AD.
那彼得写彼得前书的时候大概是主后64年。
And he wrote Second Peter around 68 AD.
那他写彼得后书的时候大概是主后的68年。
And this was before his martyrdom.
那这时他刚就是在他殉道之前。
And we want to ask ourselves, what were the conditions at those times for believers?
那我们要来问的就是那个时代对于信徒们来说是怎样的一个环境呢?
And when we read the account of 1 Peter, when we read the account of 2 Peter, we see that these times were challenging times.
那我们读到彼得前书和后书的时候会发现这些时候对信徒们来说是充满挑战的。
They were experiencing trials and persecutions.
因为他们经过很多的逼迫和患难。
And so that's why Peter introduced in 1 Peter, In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it tested by fire,may be found to praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我们发现彼得在彼得前书的时候这样讲到，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And Peter and the other brothers and sisters at that time believed that the Lord's return is imminent.
那彼得和其他在那个时代的圣徒们相信主耶稣的再来就在眼前。
And they believed that these trials were the beginning of birth pains.
他们相信这些所经受的患难不过是生产之苦的开始。
And I'm sure at that time they comforted each other with the words of our Lord Jesus at the Olivet Discourse.
那我相信他们那时也以主耶稣的话来彼此劝勉。
Such as what is found in Matthew 24, where the Lord Jesus talked about tribulations, false prophets, and lawlessness.
那就好像在马太福音那里，主耶稣曾讲到这些在患难，讲到这些患难、这些不法的事、这些假先知。
Because these are all pointing to the tribulation that the end is here.
那他这些就是讲到那末了的日子就要来了。
And so Peter, amidst these great trials, he wrote 1st and 2nd Peter to encourage brothers and sisters.
所以彼得在这些大患难的里面他就写信来鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
He reminded them that the Lord's return is near.
他提醒主耶稣的再来就快近了。
So even in the passage we read in 1st Peter chapter 4, in verse 7, it began with, But the end of all things is at hand.
所以当我们读到彼得前书第四章的时候那里开始讲到万物的结局近了。
And this is when Peter was reminded of something, by the Holy Spirit.
那在这里彼得是被圣灵提醒了一件事情。
So a couple of verses later in verse 10, he wrote, As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
那后来在第四章第十节他就讲到个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And so this is, what the Holy Spirit wants us to consider. Because the Holy Spirit, when we read, this verse in 1 Peter 4:10, it should remind us of what we read in Luke chapter 12.
那圣灵就是要借着这个经节来提醒我们当我们读到彼得前书四章十节的时候那里也同样来讲到路加福音十二章那里我们刚刚读过的故事
And so that's why I had you keep bookmarks between the two so we can flip between the two So when we look at the parable in Luke chapter 12
这就是为什么我刚才让大家在彼得前书四章和路加福音十二章那里就是用手做一下记号因为我们会在两处来回的翻看
So when we look at that parable The Lord was sharing about servants who are awake at the second or third watch waiting for the Lord to return
那在路加福音十二章那里的这个比喻当中讲到，有这样一个忠心的仆人，他在二更或三更天的时候仍警醒等候他的主人回来。
Our Lord remarked, blessed are those servants who are waiting.
那主耶稣就讲到那些忠心的仆人是有福的。
Because the Son of Man will come like a thief in the night in an hour that you are not expecting.
因为那里讲到人子来的时候你们想不到，好像贼一样。
And this is when Peter spoke up.
这就是彼得所提到的同样的事情。
And he said, Lord, do you speak to us, this parable only to us or to all people?
那彼得就说，主啊，你这比喻是为我们说的呢，还是为众人呢？
And our Lord, in his wisdom, he did not answer Peter directly.
那主在他的智慧里并没有直接回答彼得的问题。
But he asked a question.
然而他问了彼得另一个问题。
Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes.
主说，谁是那忠心有见识的管家，主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福了。
And so today we want to share on how we can be prepared for the Lord's return.
所以今天我们要分享的就是我们该如何的为着主的再来预备。
And we want to use this example of faithful stewards.
所以我们想要就是用这个忠心的管家为一个例子。
And because this illustration is used twice in the Bible to emphasize what it means to be ready, for our Lord's return.
因为这个忠心管家的例子在圣经当中两次被提到，来提醒我们如何来预备主的再来。
As Peter said, we are living in the last days.
就像彼得说的，我们如今是活在那末了的时候。
Therefore, it's important for us to understand what it means to be faithful stewards of the manifold grace of God.
所以是非常重要，让我们能够明白如何做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And we want to understand together what it means to be stewards who give portion of food in due season.
我们也想要一同来思想如何能够按时的来分粮。
Because this is what the Lord is looking for in His people when He comes.
因为这是主耶稣再来的时候要在他的子民里面所来寻找的。
And so we want to ask ourselves three questions for this time.
所以在下面的时间我们要来思想三个问题。
And the first question is, what does it mean to be faithful steward?
那第一个问题就是什么是做好管家。
The second question, how can we be faithful steward?
那第二个问题就是我们如何成为神忠心的管家。
And the third question, in what practical ways can we be faithful stewards of the manifold grace of God?
那第三个问题就是如果我们是神百般恩赐的好管家，具体我们该做些什么。
So this word steward is a word that we don't use that much in the English language.
那管家这个词在英文当中其实不常被用到。
And so we want to ask ourselves, what does this word steward mean?
那所以我们就要来问了，管家这个词到底是什么意思呢？
I understand in the Chinese it actually defines what it is.
那如果大家读中文的话，管家是非常明白的。
管家 a caretaker of the house.
那管家就是讲到这是一个家的管理者。
And so when we look in the Bible, the stewards are those who are responsible for managing the household estate and affairs.
那如果我们读到圣经的话，管家就是来管理一个家的产业和事物的人。
And our Lord Jesus remarked in Luke 12 in what he is looking for in stewards. Stewards are to be faithful, good, and wise.
那主耶稣也在路加福音十二当中强调他在管家里面所寻找的是什么，就是忠心、良善和有见识。
And Paul also makes a similar remark in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2 where he says, Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
那保罗也在哥林多前书第四章第二节那里同样提到，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
And our Lord Jesus in Luke 16, he mentioned about a steward who wasted his master's goods.
主耶稣也同样在路加福音十六章那里提到一个浪费主人钱财的管家。
So before our Lord, we can either be faithful, good and wise stewards, or we can be wasteful stewards.
所以在主人的面前，我们或者是那个忠心良善有见识的管家，或者我们是浪费他的资财的钱财的管家。
And so we want to look more into this matter of the faithful steward.
所以我们要更多的来思想究竟什么是这个忠心的管家。
And thank the Lord by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, This first time the word steward appears in the Bible is actually a great example pointing to us what it means to be faithful stewards.
那我们感谢神，因为在圣经当中第一次提到管家这个词的时候，就给我们一个很好的例子，让我们能够来思想什么是这个好管家。
And who is that steward that's mentioned in the Bible the first time?
那这个圣经当中第一次提到管家是谁呢？
And so in Genesis chapter 15 verse 2, we read, And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus?
那在创世纪十五章第二节那里讲到，亚伯兰说：“主耶和华啊，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马士革人以利以谢。”
In Genesis 24:2, we read, "So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had."
那在创世纪二十四章第二节那里也讲到，亚伯兰对管理他全业最老的仆人说。
Eliezer of Damascus was the steward of Abraham's house.
大马士革人以利以谢，我们就能看出他是亚伯兰的管家。
He was the oldest servant in Abraham's house.
他是亚伯拉罕家里最年纪最老的仆人。
He had a lot of responsibilities.
那同样，他也担负着很多的责任。
He managed everything that Abraham had.
因为他是来管理亚伯拉罕一切所有的。
And Abraham saw him as that faithful steward in his house.
亚伯拉罕看以利以谢也是他家里那忠心的良善的好管家。
And we discover what it means to be a faithful steward in Genesis 24.
那我们也在创世纪二十四章那里能够看到如何来做一个忠心的好管家。
And so what we see in Genesis 24 is, as the manager and stewards of Abraham's household, Eliezer was still a servant.
那在二十四章那里，我们看到，虽然以利以谢是亚伯拉罕家里的管家，但他同时也仍是一个仆人。
So a steward is a servant.
所以一个管家仍是仆人。
Eliezer was under the lordship of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是以利以谢的主人。
And even in his prayer to the Lord, Eliezer asked the Lord, "O Lord God of my master Abraham." Please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham.
那我们就通过以利以谢的祷告能够看出来，他是如何向主祷告的。耶和华，我主人亚伯拉罕的神呢？求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕，使我今日遇见好机会。
In the same way, we are all servants of the Lord.
那同样的，我们也都是主耶稣的仆人。
He is our Lord. He is our master.
他是我们的主，他是我们的主人。
We are under His authority.
我们是在他主权的下面。
Now, as we are all servants of the Lord, we are also all stewards of the Lord.
我们都是主耶稣的仆人，我们也同样都是他的管家。
This explains why when Peter asked in that parable, does this parable apply to the Lord? I mean, to the 12 only? Our Lord Jesus answered with this question: Who then is that faithful and wise steward?
这就是为什么当彼得去问主耶稣这个比喻是为着众人讲还是为我们讲的时候，主耶稣反问他谁是那忠心有见识的管家。
So we are all stewards today living in the last days.
所以我们今天是活在末世的一般管家。
And that is why also 1 Peter is addressed to every believer, all Christians.
这就是为什么彼得前书那里所提到的是所有的基督徒。
Because we are all to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
因为我们都要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Every believer is a servant. Every believer is a steward of God.
因为每一个信徒都是神的仆人，也都是他的管家。
The second thing we can see in Eliezer's story.
那我们从以利以谢的故事当中能够看到的第二点是。
Eliezer obeyed Abraham's command.
以利以谢完全的顺服亚伯拉罕的命令。
Abraham himself was very specific of what was the bride for Isaac.
那亚伯拉罕对谁应当做以撒的妻子有非常严格和具体的要求。
She cannot be a Canaanite.
她不能是一个迦南人。
Eliezer must go back to Abraham's family in Mesopotamia to find.The bride for Isaac.
那以利以谢必须要到亚伯拉罕的本地本族，就是美索不达米亚去，来为以撒娶一个妻子。
And if that woman would not return to the promised land, Eliezer could not take Isaac out of the promised land. Isaac is to stay in the promised land.
如果那个女子不愿跟着以利以谢回到应许之地的话，以撒是不能够去到美索不达米亚的，以撒必须一直留在应许地。
And so Eliezer obeyed Abraham's command.
所以以利以谢就顺服了亚伯拉罕的命令。
He obeyed all the commands of Abraham.
他顺服了亚伯拉罕一切的命令。
And we even see this that after Rebecca said, I will go back with this man. The family of Rebecca wanted Rebecca to stay for at least 10 days.
那我们看到当利百加同意跟以利以谢回去嫁给以撒的时候，利百加的家人想要利百加留下十天。
But Eliezer, as that faithful steward, refused. He said, I must get back to my master. He was obedient, to Abraham.
然而我们看到以利以谢却拒绝了利百加家人这样的要求，他顺服亚伯拉罕的命令，他要回到他主人那里去。
And similarly, as a faithful steward, Eliezer was trustworthy.
那同样的，我们也看到作为一个良善的仆人，以利以谢是值得信靠的。
And so not only he responsibly managed over everything Abraham had,
我们看到他不仅管理亚伯拉罕家的产业。
Abraham could also entrust Eliezer with what was most dear to his heart, which is to find a bride for Isaac.
我们也看到亚伯拉罕把他心中最宝贵的事情，就是为以撒娶妻这件事情来托付给以利以谢。
And so we are also called to be trustworthy in God's house.
所以我们被召也是在神的家中来尽职。
We each have been given a gift to function in God's house.
那我们每一个人都从神那里领受了一个恩赐，在他的家中来进功用。
And so what our Lord is looking for today is we are faithful stewards giving portion of food in due season.
所以今天神需要我们能够来忠心的做管家，按时分粮。
The fourth thing we could see is that Eliezer cared about what was dear to Abraham's heart.
那第四件我们就看到以利以谢他也非常的关心亚伯拉罕所宝贵的。
He only cared about what was most important to Abraham.
他所关心的就是对亚伯拉罕来说最宝贵的。
He did not care for his own interests.
他没有在乎自己的利益。
And so we are likewise all called to put the Lord's interests first.
所以我们被呼召也同样应当把神的事放在首位。
And so our interests should be the Lord's interests and not our own.
所以我们所关心的应当是神的利益，而不是我们自己的利益。
And the last thing of many that we could see is Eliezer entrusted the mission to the Lord, who is the faithful one.
那我们最后看到以利以谢是能够把所交付给他的这个使命也在交托给神，因为唯有神是信实的。
Only the Lord could grant success.
因为唯有神能够让事情成就。
And likewise for us, it is not with any ability that we have to be, that we can be faithful stewards.
那同样对我们来说，我们没有办法依靠自己的能力来做一个忠心的管家。
But we have to entrust ourselves to the Lord.
我们应当把自己交托给神。
So Eliezer gave us a very good example of what it means to be a faithful steward.
所以以利以谢就给我们一个很好的例子，让我们看到如何做一个忠心的管家。
As steward, he was a servant of Abraham's household.
他是一个管家，也同样是亚伯拉罕家里的一个仆人。
He was under the authority of Abraham.
他是在亚伯拉罕的主权之下。
He obeyed Abraham.
他顺服亚伯拉罕。
He was trustworthy with what Abraham entrusted to him.
亚伯拉罕所交托他的事情，他也能够忠实的完成。
He cared about what was dear on Abraham's heart.
他所关心的是亚伯拉罕心中所宝贵的事情。
And he knew he could trust in the Lord and not in himself.
他也知道他所应当信靠的是神，而不是他的自己。
And therefore, this example of Eliezer shows us what it means to be a faithful steward.
所以以利以谢这个例子就让我们看到如何来做一个忠心的管家。
And this is why Paul said, moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
这也是为什么保罗讲到所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
And so it brings up the question, how can we be faithful stewards?
所以这就带我们来到下一个问题，我们如何做一个忠心的管家呢？
Because honestly, brothers and sisters, the more we look to ourselves, the more we see we are in fact faithless and wasteful.
因为坦诚地说，弟兄姐妹，如果我们多看看自己的话，我们会发现我们自己是不忠心，也是无用的。
We are untrustworthy.
我们并不值得信赖。
We are unreliable.
我们也反复无常。
And the good news is that God did not leave us alone.
但好消息是，神没有抛下我们。
He's not looking for us to use our own best effort to be faithful.
他不是要我们尽自己最好的来做一个忠心的管家。
It is not about ourselves.
因为这并不关乎我们自己。
It's about Christ and us.
这是关乎在我们里面的基督。
Because it's Christ himself who is faithful.
因为唯有基督是忠心的。
Then the question is, whether we allow him to live through us.
那这问题就在于我们是否能够让主耶稣基督的生命从我们里边活出来。
Because if we allow him to live through us, this is the making of faithful stewards.
因为如果我们能够让他从我们里面活出来的话，那这就能把我们做成一个好的管家。
I appreciate that our brother started with that song, The Servant King.
那我很喜欢弟兄刚才领我们唱的这首诗歌，就是奴仆君王。
And we know our Lord Jesus is the servant of servants.
我们知道主耶稣是那奴仆当中的奴仆。
He is the servant of God.
他是神那为神的奴仆。
And we sang he came to serve and not to be served.
那我们也唱到他来是为了服侍人而不是受服侍。
But do we know our Lord as the steward of stewards?
那我们知不知道主耶稣同样也是管家中的管家
？In Hebrews 3:6, it tells us Christ was faithful as a son over his house.
那希伯来书第三章第六节那里告诉我们，基督为儿子治理神的家。
A son over his house, he is a steward over God's house.
他作为神的儿子，也是神家里的管家。
This is why he could say to his father on the night he was betrayed, "I have finished the work which you have given me to do."
这就是为什么主耶稣在他被背叛的那一晚讲到向神祷告说你所托付我的事我已成全了
He did everything faithfully what God has told him to do
因为他忠心地完成了神所交托他的每一件事情
And today his life is in us
今天他的生命在我们的里边
As he is a servant of servants who lives inside of us we are to obey God in everything we do
因为他那一位奴仆的君王的生命今天活在我们里面所以我们才能够在凡事上来顺服神
As he is a steward of stewards who lives inside of us as we obey God we are able to feed our brothers and sisters around us
那因为这一位管家的生命活在我们里面所以我们才能够照着这个生命来按时分粮
And so the Holy Spirit is in the process of making faithful stewards through that life of Christ in us
所以圣灵是借着在我们里面的那个基督的生命能够把我们制作成为他忠心的管家
And when we look at the story of Peter himself we see how the Lord was able to transform Peter from someone who denied the Lord Jesus into someone who is a faithful steward of the Lord
那同样当我们来看彼得的故事的时候我们也看到神是如何能够把彼得那个本来是三次来不认主的后来制作成为一个神家里的忠心管家
So let's look at the story of Peter
那下面我们要来看的就是彼得的故事
And so the first time we met Peter in the Bible
那在圣经当中我们第一次读到关于彼得的故事的时候
And even our brother this morning before the table alluded to this when Jesus said Behold the Lamb of God I mean not Jesus John the Baptist said Behold the Lamb of God the two disciples who follow Jesus were Andrew and John
那就是早上在饼杯的时候弟兄也简单的提到当约翰在那里来说看那神的羔羊的时候有两个约翰的门徒就去跟随了主耶稣这两个门徒就是彼得和安德烈
Andrew and John
是安德烈和约翰
And then Andrew went to find Peter
那然后安德烈又去找到了彼得
And this is when our Lord Jesus said that Simon's name should be called Cephas
那这个时候主耶稣说西门的名字应当叫做西法
So Peter was the third disciple called to follow the Lord Jesus.
所以彼得是主所呼召的第三个门徒。
And during the early days of this disciple of our Lord,
那就在这些门徒最早来跟随主耶稣的时候
Peter was a fisherman by trade.
那彼得本来他是一个渔夫。
And so he went back to fish.
那所以他就又回去打鱼了。
Yeah, and again our Lord Jesus called Peter, and this time our Lord told him and three others that they would become fishers of men.
那这一次主耶稣又来呼召的时候告诉彼得和另外三个门徒们说他们要得人如得鱼
So the Lord was going to entrust them with a gift
所以主耶稣要交托给他们一个恩赐
The Lord was calling them into stewardship
因为主耶稣来招他们是做管家。
And then, so as they continue on, the Lord Jesus also provided more hints about their entrustment.
那在之后的过程当中，主耶稣就更多的来提示他们，他们所被托付的是什么。
So in Matthew 16:19, our Lord Jesus said, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven."
那在马太福音16:19那里讲到。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And so as a church, we have been given responsibility and stewardship over the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
那所以作为教会，神是把管理天国钥匙的责任来托付了给了我们。
And so Peter was called to be that faithful steward.
所以彼得被呼召是要来做一个忠心的仆，忠心的管家。
But did we see an immediate change in Peter?
但我们在彼得里面看到一个即刻的改变吗？
In fact, we did not.
那事实上并没有。
And we know probably Peter was the oldest of the 12 disciples.
也许彼得是十二个门徒当中年纪最大的。
And so he thought of himself as the chief and the leader of these 12.
所以我们看到彼得常常以为自己是门徒当中那个为首为头的。
And he always wanted to be first.
所以他总是想做第一。
He thought of himself as better than the others.
他觉得自己比其他的门徒们都更好。
But as stewards, we are to be servants and not the first.
然而作为管家我们仍是奴仆而不是要做那首位的。
And so we remember how Peter and the others got angry when John and James' mother, who was also Jesus' aunt, went to ask for her two sons to sit at the right hand and left hand of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们就看到当约翰和雅各的母亲就是主耶稣肉身的姑姑到时候那时去到主耶稣的面前求他让他的两个儿子坐在主耶稣的左边和右边的时候彼得和剩下的门徒就非常的生气。
And our Lord said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant, and whoever desires to be the first among you, let him be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many."
那主耶稣在那时就说，你们知道，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
So our Lord was constantly reminding the disciples that we are all to be servants of all.
所以主耶稣常常的来提醒他的门徒，我们是要来做仆人，来服侍众人。
And so even on the night that he was betrayed, our brother William brought this up. Our Lord Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
那就像刚才William 弟兄提醒我们的，在主耶稣要被钉十架的那一要被背叛的那一晚，他仍在洗十二个门徒的脚。
And Peter, in his natural life, he was also an extrovert.
那彼得照着他的本性来说，他是一个非常外向的人。
He was always the first to talk.
因为他总是那第一个来说话的。
And he did not really think before he spoke.
常常他在说话之前也并没有很多的思考。
As a result, he often got himself in trouble.
所以呢，因此他给自己添了很多的麻烦。
And so when did Peter change?
那彼得是什么时候开始改变的？
When did Peter realize he could not trust in himself?
是什么时候开始彼得才发现他不能够相信自己的？
It was on the night that our Lord Jesus was betrayed.
就是在主耶稣被背叛的那一晚。
Peter thought he was someone great.
彼得以为自己是一个伟人。
He himself told the Lord, "Even if we are all made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble."
他对主耶稣说，众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
He has so much confidence in himself.
他在自己的里面有这么大的信心。
And our Lord told him that Peter, in fact, would deny him three times before the rooster crows.
那主耶稣就告诉他，今夜鸡叫以先，你要三次不认主。
And Peter said, "Even if I have to die with you,I will not deny you." He has so much confidence in himself.
然而彼得却这样的回答主，我就是必须与你同死，也总不能不认你。他是这样的对自己有信心。
But we know what happened that night.
然而我们都知道那天晚上发生了什么。
Peter used a sword, cut off the ear of the servant of the chief priest.
那彼得就用刀把大祭司仆人的耳朵砍了下来。
Peter and the others fled when Jesus was arrested.
当主耶稣被抓的时候，彼得和其他的门徒全都四散逃跑。
And he stood outside in the courtyard.
他站在大祭司的园外。
But his Galilean accent gave away that he was a follower of Jesus.
然而他加利利的口音却让人认出他是跟随耶稣的。
He denied the Lord three times.
他就三次不认主。
He went away weeping bitterly.
然后他就跑到外边去痛哭。
And this is when our, Peter arrived at the end of himself.
那这时候彼得来到了他自己的末了。
When our Lord Jesus looked at Peter.
当主耶稣看彼得的时候。
So he could no longer depend on himself. This old life of Peter was done away with.
他没办法再依靠自己，那个老彼得在这里就走到了末了。
And we know that at the resurrection, after our Lord's resurrection, our Lord privately went to Peter and restored him.
那我们知道，当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，他就私下里来到彼得的面前来复兴他。
We are not given the details. Only Paul said that our Lord Jesus appeared to Cephas, and then our Lord Jesus appeared to the 12.
那我们并不知道中间的细节，那只有保罗记载到主耶稣是先向基法显现，后向十二个门徒显现。
But before the disciples, we read about our Peter and our Lord Jesus, what they discuss about in John 21.
但是呢，在约翰福音二十一章那里，我们能够来读到主耶稣跟彼得之间的一段交谈。
Here we see a different Peter.
在这里看到的彼得是一个不一样的彼得。
The Lord asked him, "Do you love me?" And we know this word "love" is agape love.
主耶稣问彼得，你爱我们吗？你爱我吗？我们知道这里的爱是那个神的爱。
It's the love of the Father for us when He gave us His begotten Son.
那这个词，这个爱是神把他的儿子赐给我们的那个爱。
It is the sacrificial love of Christ that He's willing to lay down His life for us.
那也同样，主耶稣是因着这个奉献的爱而把他自己的生命为我们放下。
This old Peter would have responded, "Yes, I agape you."
那如果是那个老彼得的话，他会用同样的一个这个词，就是神圣的爱来回答说，是的，我爱你。
But here we see a different Peter because he learned a lesson that he could not rely on himself.
然而我们看到在这里的彼得是一个不一样的彼得，他已经知道自己没办法来信靠自己。
So he said, Lord, you know I have affection for you, love of a friend.
那这里彼得用到的那个爱是朋友之间的爱，所以他说的主啊，是的，你知道我像朋友一样爱你。
It's then when the Lord called him, feed my lamb.Tend my sheep, feed my sheep.
那是在这之后，主才这样的来呼召彼得，让他喂养我的小羊，牧养我的羊，喂养我的羊。
Because from this moment onward, it's no longer about Peter, but it's about the Christ in Peter.
因为从这个时刻往下，那就不再是关乎彼得，而是在彼得里的基督。
He realized that the best he could do out of his own strength was to deny our Lord.
因为他意识到自己所能做的最好的不过是。去否认主。
And that's the same for us. We have to realize we cannot depend on ourselves.
所以对我们也是一样，我们应当意识到我们没办法依靠自己。
We cannot rely on ourselves.
我们没有办法依靠自己。
We have to depend and rely on that life of Christ within us.
我们所应当依靠的是在我们里面主耶稣基督的生命。
And only that life of Christ in us is faithful.
因为唯有那个生命是信实的。
Only that life of Christ is able to minister and to serve one another.
也唯有那个生命能够让我们来彼此服侍。
And it's only that life of Christ that's able to feed his lambs, tend his sheep, feed his sheep.
也唯有基督的生命能够来喂养他的羊，牧养他的羊，喂养他的小羊。
And it's after John 21 that we see Peter, the faithful steward.
所以在约翰福音二十一章之后，我们再来看彼得的时候，才看到他是那个忠心的管家。
In Acts, we see a whole different Peter.
在使徒行传当中看到的彼得是一个完全不一样的人。
Because he became the steward of the gospel.
他就成为了神福音的管家。
He used the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
他就用了那天国的钥匙。
3,000 were saved at Pentecost because the Holy Spirit spoke through Peter.
在五旬节，圣灵借着彼得的口一说话，三千人就得救信主。
And another 2,000 were saved, when the beggar at the temple was healed.
那当彼得医治好在殿门口来求人周济的瘸子的时候，又有两千人被得救。
And then we remember the story of Cornelius. Even the Gentiles enter into the kingdom of God.
那当我们再来看到在哥尼流家里发生的故事的时候，连外邦人都得以因着彼得进入神的国。
And throughout the rest of his life, Peter was still learning the lesson of how to be a faithful steward.
那当然，在彼得的一生，他一直在学习如何能够做一个忠心的管家。
We remember in Galatians, he was corrected by Paul.
我们记得在加拉太书当中，那里彼得仍然被保罗来指教。
Because he was at first eating with Gentile believers.
因为那时他一开始是与外邦的信徒们在一起吃饭。
And then when certain people came from James, he withdrew himself and only ate with the Jewish people.
然而当从雅各那里来的弟兄来的时候，那彼得就离开，然后只跟犹太的信徒们在一起吃饭。
And so, but we see a difference in Peter here. Here was a steward who was teachable.
然而这里的我们看到，当彼得被保罗来指教的时候，他却是那个可以被受教的人。
And this is why in 1 Peter and 2 Peter, he was writing the letter to both Jewish and Gentile believers.
所以当我们看到彼得在前后书那里向着犹太人和外邦的弟兄姐妹来写信的时候，
And Peter himself was not offended with Paul, even though Paul corrected him.
即便当时保罗曾更正过他，他里面却没有被保罗所冒犯。
He wrote at the end of 2 Peter, he encouraged them to meditate on the wisdom of our beloved brother Paul.
那他在彼得后书那里鼓励圣徒们要来思想保罗照着神所赐会的智慧写给他们的。
So this Peter was different from the Peter that we read from the Gospel.
所以那这里的彼得和我们在福音书当中读到的彼得就是两个不一样的人。
Peter was a faithful steward.
这里的彼得是一个神忠心的管家。
And so what are some lessons we can learn from Peter, the faithful steward?
那我们从这个神忠心的管家这样的一个彼得身上能够学哪些的功课呢？
The first one is Peter saw the glorified Lord.
第一个就是彼得曾看过那荣耀的主。
And this should tie into what our brother Lucio shared with us at the summer conference.
那我想这就让我们想到Lucio 弟兄在夏令会时所讲到的信息。
The scene at the transfiguration of Jesus was something that Peter never forgot.
就是主耶稣在变化山上所显现的那个图画是彼得一直不曾忘却的。
And we too need to be those who are captured by vision of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们也同样应当被主耶稣的意象所来捆绑。
And then secondly, love is the motivation of the faithful steward.
那第二就是爱是那个忠心管家他里边的驱动力。
And so our Lord got to the root of that issue in John 20:21 when he asked, "Do you love me more than these?"
所以主耶稣才在约翰福音21章直接的来进入到这个问题的根源，问彼得，你爱我是否比这些更多？
So to be a faithful steward is a heart question.
所以能否成为一个忠心的管家是关乎于我们的心。
And at the same time, as stewards, we experience much grace, grace upon grace.
所以那同样作为这个管家，他也是能够来更多的经历恩典，恩上加恩。
Peter's failing when he denied our Lord Jesus was recorded in all four Gospels.
彼得三次不认主这件事情在四本福音书当中都有记载。
Yet he experienced much grace because our Lord forgave Peter.
然而他却因着主耶稣的赦免而更多的经历了恩典。
And Peter became a steward of the manifold grace of God.
那他后来也成为神百般恩赐的好管家。
When we look at 1 Peter, this word grace appears 8 times.
当我们来读到彼得前书的时候，恩典这个词被提到了八次。
Because Peter received much grace and he responded to the grace of our Lord Jesus.
那因为彼得能够从神那里多多领受恩典，他才能够如此的来回应。
And so if you ask Peter, he will say, it's because of the manifold grace of God that he was made to be a faithful steward.
如果我们来问彼得的话，我想他一定会回答，是因为神百般的恩赐，他才能够成为这样一个忠心的管家。
And we also see in Peter's life, that to be a faithful steward is to be trustworthy.
那我们也看到从彼得身上学习，如果要做一个忠心的管家，同样也应当是一个可靠的人。
And finally, another lesson from Peter is that we are to be teachable and humble.
那最后我们也看到彼得他是一个谦卑受教的人。
And that is why at the end of 1 Peter he could write, "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
这是为什么我们在彼得后书那里能够读到彼得这样的劝勉那些年轻人说，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
So Peter's life should serve as an encouragement to all of us.
所以彼得的一生对我们来说应当是一个鼓励。
Because we see such a tremendous change in this person.
因为我们看到在这个人的里面发生了如此巨大的改变。
Because it's not about Peter, but it's about the Christ in Peter.
因为这个故事不是关乎彼得自己，而是讲到在他里面基督的生命。
Peter knew of the manifold grace of God, and by the grace of God, he responded and became a steward of the manifold grace of God.
彼得因着他认识神的百般的恩典，也借着神的恩典，他能够做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And this is why Peter can write.
这就是为什么彼得如此写。
As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. This is verse 10 in 1 Peter 4.
他就在彼得前书第四章十节那里讲到，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And so, we want to share about the connection between grace and gift.
那我们要再来思想关于恩赐和恩典之间的联系。
And because we actually want to look into the Greek, because there we can see the connection.
那如果我们去看这个希腊文的话，能够发现这两个词之间是有一些联系的。
Grace in Greek is charis.
恩典在在希腊文当中是 charis。
And gift in Greek is charisma.
恩赐这个词在希腊文当中是 charisma.
And so Strong's Concordance tells us charisma, so gift, it literally means gift of grace.
那 Strong 版本的这个关键词就告诉我们 charisma 就是恩赐这个词，它就是讲到在恩典当中的礼物。
So charisma, gift, is grace, charis, made tangible and real.
所以恩赐 charisma 这个词就是讲到让我们能够真实的来摸着恩典。
And so charisma, gift, is expressed when we respond to the all-sufficient, amazing, wonderful, marvelous grace of our Lord Jesus.
所以恩赐就是它是能够借着我们向着主那完全丰富奇妙的恩典回应的时候就能够被表现出来。
So now we should see a connection in the three passages we read today in Luke 12,John 21 and 1 Peter 4.
那所以现在我希望我们能够看到在我们今天读到的三段经节，就是路加福音12章、约翰福音21章和彼得前书第四章之间的联系。
In Luke 12, the faithful and wise stewards are those who give the portion of food in due season.
在路加福音12章当中，我们看到那些忠心良善的仆人是按时分粮的。
In John 21, Peter responded to the grace of our Lord Jesus, and our Lord Jesus' command is for all to feed his lambs, tend his sheep, and feed his sheep.
那在约翰福音21章那里，我们看到彼得是如此的回应，当彼得能够在主的恩典当中回头的时候，主耶稣就呼召他来喂养他的小羊，牧养他的羊，喂养他的羊。
And in 1 Peter 4, we have each received much grace.This is the manifold grace of God.
在彼得前书第四章那里，我们看到我们每一个人都从神得着了一个恩典，然后我们同样都能够来做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And we are to respond by ministering to one another as we have each received a gift.
那我们所回应的就是要照所得的恩赐来彼此服侍。
And this is why Peter continues in 1 Peter 4 verse 11. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
那彼得就接下来在十一节讲到，若有讲道的要按着神的圣言讲，若有服侍人的要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
This is the key to stewardship.
那这是作为管家的一个关键。
We do not serve with our own strength.
我们不是靠着自己的力量来服侍。
We serve from the resurrection life of Christ within us.
我们是借着在我们里面那复活的主耶稣基督的生命来服侍彼此。
We serve from the ability which God supplies to us. It is His life in us.
那我们是因着神那复活的生命在我们里面来彼此服侍。
And in the end, God may be glorified through the life of Christ in us.
好叫神能够因着在我们里面基督的生命而得荣耀。
And so one of the questions we get a lot from younger brothers and sisters is, what are the gifts of God that God has given to us?
那常常我们听到年轻的弟兄姐妹会这样问我们，就是神所给我们的恩赐到底是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, we discover the gifts that God has given to us when we are in the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们是在神的身体的里面能够发现神所赐给我们的恩赐。
Together we respond to his amazing grace towards us.
我们也是能够作为一个整体来回应神对我们的那个恩典。
And when we are together, we begin to see different needs of the body.
那当我们聚在一起的时候，我们能够看到这个身体不同的需要。
As an example, we may be gathering together to corporately worship our Lord.
那举个例子，也许我们是聚集在一起来在团体当中敬拜。
And as we are singing together a cappella, suddenly we realize we are completely out of tune and we are completely off rhythm.
那可能我们就在一起唱歌的时候会发现我们的调也不对，我们也不合拍。
But we still continue to sing, but nothing's, you know, it doesn't sound good.
那我们就接下去唱，然后呢，发现其实唱的并不好。
And suddenly we hear someone pull out the guitar and brings us to tune and to the rhythm of the song.
那这个时候呢，就会有人那拿出吉他来弹一个节奏，我们就会发现我们的调也对了，拍子也合了。
So the person, the brother or sister, responded to the grace of God, and now that gift is being used to help other brothers and sisters.
所以那个能够拿出琴来弹的弟兄或者是姐妹，那神就借着所给他的这个恩赐，能够来服侍到众人。
So it's important to know here, gifts are not for our own.Individual purposes.
那我们要特别注意到的就是，恩赐不是为着我们个人的目的。
Gifts do not show how quote unquote spiritual we are.
恩赐也不是为了显出我们这个人有多么的属灵。
And that was the problem of the Corinthian church.
那这个是哥林多教会的问题。
They thought the gift of tongues showed how much better they are when compared to other brothers and sisters.
那他们以为这个说方言的恩赐能够显出他们比其他的弟兄姐妹有多么的更好。
But the Apostle Paul said, no, the greatest gift is love.
然而使徒保罗却提醒他们说，不，最大的恩赐是爱。
Gifts are simply meant to serve our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
恩赐的目的是让我们能够在神的身体的里面来彼此服侍。
So Peter here in 1 Peter 4 lists a few of the many ways we can serve one another and to give portion of food in due season.
那彼得在彼得前书第四章那里讲到了几件事情，让我们能够借着来彼此服侍，按时分粮。
And this is not an exhaustive list by any means.
当然，这里的这个不是一个完全的清单。
The first he mentioned is prayer.
那第一个他所提到的就是祷告。
If we look at 1 Peter 4 verse 7, he said, But the end of all things is at hand, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers.
那在第七节那里彼得就讲到说，万物的结局近了，你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
And so when we read a verse such as that, when we read that verse,
当我们读到这个经节的时候，
Oftentimes when we pray, we focus on ourselves.
当我们祷告的时候，我们常常关注的是自己。
We ask the Lord to help us to be ready.
我们求主让我们自己能预备好。
But the more we do so, the Lord actually begins to open our eyes to see it's not about us, but it's about the church.
当我们这样做的时候，神就慢慢地打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到这不关乎我们自己，更关乎他的教会。
And this is why the Apostle Paul prayed this prayer, My little children of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you.
这就是为什么保罗曾经写到说，我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在你们心里。
His heart's desire is for all believers to grow up into full maturity.
他的心愿是让每一个在神里面的小子都能够长大成形。
I remember during COVID, the biggest concern about that time was while we thank the Lord for the provision of Zoom,It was clear that Zoom was not the way to teach younger children.
那我就记得在疫情的期间，我们感谢神让我们有线上聚会的这样一种条件。然而我们却发现，这个 Zoom 这个线上聚会的软件却对孩子们来说是不够的。
Even when we encouraged children to have their cameras on, it was clear many were distracted.
那即便我们再鼓励孩子们去打开他们的这个摄像头，那我们也会发现孩子们还是会受到很多的这个搅扰。
And so as we began to gather together, a burden came to the hearts of many brothers and sisters during prayer meeting to pray for the young people.
所以当我们在一起聚集的时候，很多弟兄姐妹在祷告聚会的时候就特别的来有这样的负担，为着年轻人祷告。
And the prayers were more than just that they may be saved, they may be baptized.
那这祷告就慢慢的就不只是说希望孩子们得救，希望他们能够受洗。
But the prayers became that God may prepare a generation for Himself.
那祷告慢慢的就变成了愿神能够得着他们，来成为一般属他的人。
That He may have a generation ready for His coming.
愿神能够得着一代的人是为着他的再来有所预备的。
And even as we gathered together, we are thankful that it began with one or two young people who decided to get baptized.
所以当我们聚会在一起的时候，那开始的时候就有一两个年轻人他们决定要受洗。
And over these past couple of years, we see a hunger and thirst among many, particularly young people.
那特别在过去的一两年当中，我们看到，特别在年轻人当中，他们里面有更多的饥渴。
And we thank the Lord over the past few years, seeing the baptism of young people and seeing their growth in the Lord.
所以我们为着在过去的几年当中看到这么多的年轻人能够受洗，也看到他们里面这个属灵生命的成长而感谢神。
Does that mean we stop praying?
这是不是说我们就可以停止祷告了呢？
Absolutely not. The Lord is coming.So we are to stand together on what is God's heart for the generation that is to be ready for the Lord's coming.
所以我们仍然应当靠着神的恩典在主的里面站立，为着下面的这一代预备主的再来而继续不断的祷告。
And the second area, practical area of ministry is found in verses 8 and 9 of 1 Peter 4.
那第二个我们实际能够来操练的是在第八和第九节那里讲到的。
And he said, and above all things have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins, be hospitable to one another without grumbling.
在那里讲到最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪，你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
We notice here Peter said to have fervent love for one another.
我们看到彼得在这里提到要彼此切实相爱。
And this word fervent means stretch out.
那这个切实这个词呢，在原文当中其实讲到的是我们能够被拉伸。
So Peter is emphasizing that we are to agape love each brothers and sisters unceasingly with God's agape love.
那这里彼得讲到的是我们应当用神的爱来彼此不断的相爱。
And so fervent love is love that has fire.
所以这个切实的相爱就是讲到那个爱中好像有火在燃烧一样。
It's not lukewarm.
而不是只是讲到那个不冷不热的爱。
And when we read the whole of 1 Peter,
所以当我们来读整个的彼得前书的时候
five verses he mentioned to agape brothers and sisters,
有五次他提到我们应当用神圣的爱来彼此相爱。
And out of those five times, two of those times he said, fervently agape brothers and sisters.
那在这五次当中有两次是特别讲到我们应当用神圣的爱来彼此相爱。
And we know here this is quite different from the Peter in his younger days.
那我们就会发现这与年轻时的彼得是很大的不同的。
Peter himself asked the Lord Jesus, how often should I forgive my brother up to seven times?
因为彼得年轻的时候曾经问主，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？
And we know Peter and we know Andrew.
我们知道彼得也知道安德烈。
Who do you think is causing the offense more often than not?
你觉得他们俩当中谁是更可能来得罪人的那一个呢？
But what a difference now in Peter's life.
然而看看这里的彼得，他的生命产生了何等的改变。
He received much grace from our Lord.
他从主那里得着更多的恩典。
And as he was responding to that manifold grace of God, he can say, have fervent love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins.
所以他才能够因着神的恩典而这样的来劝勉弟兄姐妹，让他们彼此切实相爱，说爱能遮掩许多的罪。
And Peter also told us to be hospitable to one another without grumbling.
彼得也劝勉弟兄姐妹要互相款待，不发怨言。
Because oftentimes when we serve brothers and sisters, we grumble.
因为我们在彼此服侍的时候，常常会发怨言。
Sometimes we get frustrated when we try to serve and others don't respond.
那有的时候当我们想要服侍别人却得不到回应的时候，我们里面就非常沮丧。有的时候甚至他们会拒绝我们。
But Peter here say to be hospitable without grumbling.
然而彼得在这里却劝勉我们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Because it's a reminder we are to serve from the life of Christ within us and not from our own ability.
那在这里就是再来提醒我们，要是照着在我们里面基督的生命来服侍，而不是靠我们自己的能力。
And this is the same lesson that Martha learned.
那这就是马大同样学习的功课。
When Mary was listening to the at the feet of Jesus to Jesus, Martha complained and grumbled.
就是当玛利亚在主的脚前来听他的听他讲道的时候，马大却在那里发怨言。
And but after Lazarus was raised from the dead, we see a different Martha.
然而当拉萨路被主耶稣复活之后，我们却看到了一个完全不同的马大。
So when we serve, it's a matter of the heart.
所以当我们服侍的时候，更重要的是我们的心。
Do we serve out of duty or do we serve because of the agape love of our, for our brothers and sisters?
我们服侍是因为责任吗？还是我们服侍是因为我们对着弟兄姐妹真的有从神那里来的爱？
Do we care about ourselves or do we care about our brothers and sisters?
我们所关乎的是自己呢，还是真正的来关心弟兄姐妹呢？
Are we grumbling about our brothers and sisters, or are we showing love and care to our brothers and sisters?
我们是向弟兄姐妹有怨言呢，还是我们真的有爱心能够来给他们呢？
We learn to be gracious to one another as we respond to the manifold grace of God.
当我们能够来回应神的恩典的时候，我们才能够来在爱中服侍弟兄姐妹。
And the third thing we want to share about in terms of gifting is speaking.
那第三个我们看到彼得在这里讲到的是讲道这件事情。
And he wrote, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God.
那在这里讲到的话就是说若做先知讲道的是对人在
verse 11
在十一节那里讲到
if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God.
若有讲到的要按着神的圣言讲。
And a lot of times when we come to this verse, we may think, oh, this is just for those who are ministering the word from the pulpit.
当我们读到这一节的时候，我们常常觉着这提到的是在站讲台的这些弟兄姐妹。
Now, in one sense, it's true, because when we share from the pulpit, it should not come from head knowledge.
那当然这个话是对的，因为如果我们在讲台前来分享神的话语，那不应该从我们的知识来。
But it comes from spending time with the Lord to knowWhat is on the heart of the Lord?
而应当在神的脚前花这样的时间来知道神的心意到底是什么。
And this is how one shares the oracles of God.
这是如何来分享神的话语。
But speaking is not just for the pulpit, but it's actually for every brother and sister.
然而这个分享或讲道不只是在讲台上，更也讲到我们彼此之间的分享。
In 1 Corinthians 14, Paul said, after the gift of love, pursue prophecy.
那彼得保罗也在哥林多前书那里讲到说，做先知讲道的是对人说，要造就安慰劝勉人。
Because he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men.
因为做先知讲道的是对人说，要造就安慰劝勉人。
And so think about that. When we can share what is on the heart of the Lord, it brings encouragement, especially in the days we live in.
那我们来想一想，如果我们能够照着神，能够把神的心意分享出来的话，那能够给弟兄姐妹带来的是何等的安慰和劝勉，特别在如今这个末世。
And so today, we share on a few of the many gifts that the Lord supplies.
对，今天我们就讲到了神所给我们的几个恩赐。
And there are many needs in the body of Christ.
同样，在神的身体里也有很多的需要。
But he is looking for us to be stewards who give portions of food in due season.
他在我们里面寻找的是让我们能够在需要的时候按时分粮。
And then in Christian history, we see this as well.
那在基督徒的历史里面，我们也同样看到这个例子。
And I want to end with this story about Brother Zinzendorf.
那在结束的时候，我想要来提到新兴道夫弟兄的例子。
He was one who loved the Lord with all his heart, especially since when he was young.
那他是一个从年轻的时候就全心爱主的弟兄。
Because of his love for the Lord, he wanted to serve the Lord.
因为他向主有这样的爱，所以他想要来服侍神。
And he was a man of great wealth.
那他有很多的财富。
And so he used his estate in Germany as a refuge for all persecuted Christians.
所以他就用他在德国的一个庄园来在那里接纳所有被逼迫的基督徒们。
These persecuted Christians came from all various backgrounds.
那这些被逼迫的基督徒，他们从不同的背景。
Soon they were divided.
那很快他们好像就分成了不同的群。
They argued back and forth on theology, who was right.
那他们就因为一些属灵的事来彼此争论，要证明谁是对和错。
And Zinzendorf and others began to pray.
那新兴道夫弟兄和其他的一些圣徒，他们就开始为他们祷告。
And on the Lord's day, when they gathered for the Lord's table, the love of the Lord was poured out on all the believers.
那就在主日他们一起擘饼的时候，神的爱就倾倒在这些弟兄姐妹身上。
They became humble.
他们就谦卑。
And if you know that a hymn, Christian Hearts and Love United, that's a hymn written by Zinzendorf.
如果我们熟悉一首诗歌，就是圣徒众心彼此相系，这首歌就是新兴道夫弟兄所写的。
Because among the Moravians, they became Christian Hearts and Love United.
因为在摩尔维亚，他们就成为那一班能够心彼此相系的。
And from that point onward, they responded more and more to the manifold grace of God.
从那一刻开始，他们能够更多的向神的百般的恩赐有所回应。
And the Lord was able to add much more to them.
神也把更多的恩典加给他们。
They committed themselves to unceasing prayer.
他们就把自己投入于一个不停止的祷告当中。
And they had over 100 years of unceasing prayer.
他们就有这样一个超过100年的从不间断的祷告。
And as they were faithful stewards, the Lord added more grace.
那当他们能够这样来做忠心的管家的时候，神就更多的把恩典加给他们。
The Moravians took the unprecedented step of leaving Europe to preach the gospel.
那摩尔维亚的弟兄姐妹，他们就是第一班能够离开欧洲到别处去传福音的弟兄姐妹。
Some even sold themselves to slavery to reach out to the enslaved.
那有些人为了能够接触到那些做奴隶的人，他们甚至把自己卖作奴隶。
And they even came to what was the colonies, what was called the colonies at this point.
那当时他们甚至去到在当时做殖民地的一些地方。
Zinzendorf went to the Pennsylvania colony to preach to the German settlements and to also preach the gospel to the Native Americans.
新兴道夫弟兄就来到当时在宾州的这些殖民地，向德国的殖民人的殖民者，还有在原住民当中来传福音。
And so our Lord was able to express His life among the company of believers.
所以神就能够借着他把安慰来供应给别人。
And as they respond to love and grace of the Lord was able to add more grace to them.
那当他们能够向神的恩典有所回应的时候，神就把更多的恩典来赐给他们。
And they became stewards of the manifold grace of God.
他们也就最后成为了神百般恩赐的好管家。
And so to conclude, we are living in the last days.
那结束的时候，我们要想到我们是活在末世。
And oftentimes when we read the verse that the Lord Jesus is coming soon, oftentimes we think about our individual preparations.
那当我们读到主耶稣就要来的时候，我们常常想到的是个人的预备。
Or we think about our family's preparation for the coming of the Lord.
或者我们想到我们的家该如何的为着神的再来有所预备。
But in today's meditation, we are not only to prepare ourselves, but we are also to help one another prepare for the Lord's coming.
那今天我们要来思想，就是我们不仅当自己有所预备，也同样应该来帮助弟兄姐妹共同的预备。
This is why our Lord used the parable of the faithful steward.
这就是为什么主耶稣要讲到这个忠心的管家的例子。
And this is why Peter said we are to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God as we are living in the last days.
这就是讲为什么彼得讲到末世的在末了的时候，我们要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And we share together what it means to be a faithful steward in our Lord's house.
我们也同样讲到就是在神的家中来做管家是意味着什么。
A faithful steward is one who's under the authority of our Lord.
一个忠心的管家，他是在神的主权之下。
Who obeys the Lord?
他顺服神。
Who is trustworthy?
他能够被神所信靠。
With what the Lord has entrusted to him?
就是为着神所交托他的事情，他能够忠心。
Who cares about what is dear on the Lord's heart?
他所关心的也是神所宝贵的事情。
And who trusts the Lord in everything and lean not on his own understanding.
也能够在凡事上来信靠神，而不依靠自己的能力。
So brothers and sisters, the stewards of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹做神百般恩赐的管家。
The Lord is reminding us that what is required in stewards is a steward to be found faithful.
就是神所提醒我们的，就是向管家所要的是要他有忠心。
And love is the motivation because our Lord Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
爱是管家的这个驱动力，因为主耶稣问彼得，你爱我比这些更多吗？
So we are not only to love our Lord God with all our hearts, soul, mind, and strength.But we are also to have fervent love, that agape love of Christ and our Lord for one another.
所以我们不仅应当尽心尽心尽意尽力的来爱主我们的神，也要彼此切实相爱。
And so this agape love has to be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
那这样一个神圣的爱是要借着圣灵来放在我们心里。
And this is a secret to minister to one another and to share with one another.
这也是我们能够彼此相爱来彼此分享的那个秘诀。
We can build one another through prayer, through sharing the word of God, and through loving one another.
让我们能够借着祷告，借着彼此服侍，也借着彼此相爱，能够来彼此建造。
So the Lord's coming is imminent.
主耶稣就要再来了。
And so may we be those who minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
愿我们在这样的时候能够做神百般恩赐的好管家，来彼此服侍。
And may we end with a word of prayer.
我们结束的时候再有一些祷告。
Lord, we do pray that you make these words real in our lives.
主，我们祷告，愿你让这些话在我们的生命里能够成为实际。
And that we may be faithful stewards in the days that we live.
让我们在我们的这个世代能够做那忠心的管家。
Help us to allow your life to be expressed through us.
求你帮助我们，让你的生命从我们里面能够活出来。
And that we may serve our brothers and sisters and prepare one another for your imminent return.
也让我们能够来彼此相爱，彼此服侍，为着你的再来有好预备。
We look to you to plant the word deep into our hearts.
我们仰望你，愿你把这话深深扎根在我们心中。
That it may bear forth and to your glory.
愿我们能够来成为您的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。